上午平安。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
今天我们一起来看几处圣经，我们翻到约翰福音十九章。
Let's read a few passages in the Bible. Let's first turn to John 19.
约翰福音十九章，我们从第一节读到第七节。
John chapter 19, verses 1 to 7.
当下比拉多将耶稣鞭打了。丁丁用荆棘编作冠冕戴在他头上，给他穿上紫袍。
Pilate then took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head, put a purple robe on him.
又哀敬他说：“恭喜犹太人的王了！”他们就用手掌打他。比拉多又出来对众人说：“我带他出来见你们，叫你们知道我查不出他有什么罪来。”
And they began to come up to him and say, Hail, King of the Jews, and to give him slaps in the face. Pilate came out again and said to them, Behold, I am bringing him out to you so that you may know that I find no guilt in him.
耶稣出来带着荆棘冠冕，穿着紫袍。比拉多对他们说，你们看这个人。祭司长和差役看见他，就喊着说，钉他十字架，钉他十字架。比拉多说，你们自己把他钉十字架吧。我查不出他有什么罪来。
Jesus then came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them, Behold, the man. So when the chief priests and the officers saw him, they cried out saying, Crucify, crucify. Pilate said to them, Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no guilt in him.
犹太人回答说，我们有律法，按那律法他是该死的，因他以自己为神的儿子。
The Jews answered him,We have a law, and by that law, he ought to die because he made himself out to be the Son of God.
我想我们还是继续读一下第八节哈。比拉多听见这话，越发害怕，又进 OK.
Therefore, when Pilate heard this statement, he was even more afraid.
又进衙门对耶稣说：“你是哪里来的？”耶稣却不回答。比拉多说：“你不对我说话吗？你岂不知我有权柄释放你？”你有权柄把你钉十字架吗？
And he entered into the praetorium again and said to Jesus, Where are you from? But Jesus gave him no answer. So Pilate said to him, You do not speak to me? Do you not know that I have the authority to release you, and I have authority to crucify you?
耶稣回答说，若不是从上头赐给你的，你就毫无权柄办我，所以把我交给你的那人罪更重了。
Jesus answered, You would have no authority over me unless it had been given you from above. For this reason, he who delivered me to you has the greater sin.
我们跳到十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节到二十二节。
14:22.
那日是预备逾越节的日子，约有五阵。比拉多对犹太人说，看了，这是你们的王。
Now it was the day of preparation for the Passover. It was about the sixth hour.And he said to the Jews, Behold your king.
他们喊着说，除掉他，除掉他，一定他十字架上。比拉多说，我可以把你们的王定十字架吗？祭司长回答说，除掉该杀，我们没有王。于是比拉多将耶稣交给他们去定十字架。
So they cried out, Away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate said to them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priest answered, We have no king but Caesar.So he then handed him over to them to be crucified.
他们就把耶稣带了去，耶稣背着自己的十字架出来，到了一个地方名叫古罗地，希伯来话叫哥哥他。他们就在那里钉他十字架上，还有两个人和他一同钉着，一边一个耶稣在中间。
They took Jesus, therefore, and he went out, bearing his own cross to the place called the place of the skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha.There they crucified him and with him two other men, one on either side and Jesus in between.
比拉多又用牌子写了一个名号安在十字架上，写的是犹太人的王拉撒勒耶稣。
Pilate also wrote an inscription and put it on the cross. It was written, Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews.
有许多犹太人念这名号，因为耶稣被钉十字架的地方已成相近。并且是用希伯来、罗马、希利尼三样文字写的。
Therefore, many of the Jews read this inscription, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Latin, and Greek.
犹太人的祭司长就对比拉多说：“不要写犹太人的王，要写他自己说我是犹太人的王。”比拉多说：“ 我所写的我已经写上了。
So the chief priests of the Jews were saying to Pilate, Do not write the king of the Jews, but that he said, I am king of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written.
你再从二十六节读到三十节。
26-30.
耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说，母亲，看你的儿子。又对那门徒说，看你的母亲。从此那门徒就接他到自己的家里去了。
When Jesus then saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, Behold your mother. From that hour the disciple took her into his own household.
这事以后耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说我渴了。有一个器皿盛满了醋放在那里，他们就拿海蓉沾满了醋绑在牛膝草上送到他口。
After this, Jesus, knowing that all things had already been accomplished to fulfill the scripture, said, I am thirsty. A jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of the sour wine upon a branch of hyssop and brought it up to his mouth.
耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了，便低下头将灵魂交付神了。
Therefore, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
我们最后读三十四节。
Verse 34.
唯有一个兵丁拿枪砸他的肋旁，随即有血和水流出来。
But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out.
圣经暂时读到这，请我们低头有简单祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢，主，我们感谢你早晨靠着你恩典，仍然一同在你的施恩座前。
Lord, we thank you for gathering before your mercy seat.
我们求你是在早晨仍然借着你所做的事情，在圣灵里面向我们说话。
This morning, Lord, remember what you have done, and Lord, may you speak to us through your Spirit.
虽然这些事物好像是非常熟悉的话，但早晨仍然在圣灵里面来更新这些话。
Lord, these words may be familiar, all too familiar to us, but Lord, we ask that you renew these words to us in our hearts through your Spirit.
好像这些话再次发出亮光，照亮我们里面的眼睛。
That these words may illumine us and shine on our hearts, shine on the eyes of our hearts.
这样再次看见你是神的儿子，你是如何为罪人死，为罪人被钉在十字架上。
Help us to see that you are the Son of God, the Savior, who died on the cross for sinners.
成就神救赎的工作。
You have accomplished God's will.
把我们带回到神的面前。
And Lord, you have brought us back before God.
因此早晨我们求你施恩怜悯我们。
Lord, so this morning we ask that you have mercy on us.
让我们一同思想这一段的记载的时候，抱着你的灵来感动我们。
When we look over this record in the Bible, may your spirit move us and touch us.
好像十字架再次活化在我们里面。
That the cross may be made alive again within our hearts.
看见你为我们所成就是何等奇妙救恩。
And help us to see that what you have accomplished is so amazing. It's amazing grace.
而且我们心不仅受感动，愿意更多爱慕你自己。
That our hearts may not only be moved, but that we may be compelled to love you more.
求主施恩带领以下时间。
But may you be gracious to us during this time.
让祷告都靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We ask this in your Son's holy name, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
早晨的耶和弟兄姊妹继续来看约翰福音。
This morning we'll be looking at the Gospel of John.
早晨我们所读的这一段呢，是讲到主耶稣的受苦和他的受死。
Today we'll be talking about the death and suffering of Jesus.
我们上次交通到约翰福音十八章，讲到主的被捉拿和受死。
Last time I shared about how Jesus was taken and how he was judged.
我们知道当主耶稣在地上的时候，犹太人他们一直想办法要捉拿他，要杀害他。
So we know that the Jews at the time were thinking of all sorts of ways to capture, to take him away and to hurt him.
只是圣经告诉我们说，只是他的时候还没有到。
But the Bible told us that his time had not yet come.
但是到了约翰福音十八章那里，就告诉我们说，时候已经到了。
But in John chapter 18, it says that the time had come. It was time.
这个时候不仅是人来捉拿他的时候到了。
This was the time of when the people, this was not the time of was not speaking about how it was time for the people to come and arrest him.
这个是他受死的时候到了。
This is talking about his time had come to die.
也是他得荣耀的时候到了。
It's also the time of his glory, of his glorification.
在前面约翰福音应该是十二章那里告诉我们说，他说人子得荣耀的时候到了。
John chapter 12 tells us that it's the time of the glory of Son of Man.
因为利麦子死掉，就要结出许多子粒来。
Because through one man, through his death, that many, who would draw many disciples.
他就把生命释放出来。
Life will be unleashed, from his death.
他在那里就不再受限制。
He will no longer be limited.
当从他在利麦子死掉，在从死里复活以后。
And after his death, through his resurrection,
他要进到那无限里面。
He will enter into eternity.
这个时候不仅是他的时候到了，他受苦受死的时候到了。
This was not the time of his death only, but also the time of his suffering.
路加福音那里告诉我们说呢，现在也是一个黑暗掌权的时候。
Bible says that this is the time of darkness as well.
所以我们看见黑暗掌权的时候呢，人在那里捉拿他，人在那里审判他。
So it was a time that was, the authority was under darkness, and he was under the judgment of darkness.
那我们看主耶稣对这个黑暗掌权的时候，他如何在那里在显出他神儿子那个尊贵和荣耀和他的威严。
We see the dignity and majesty shown through during these dark times.
我们若是对照其他福音几卷福音书所记载，主耶稣在受审判和受死这件事情上所记载的和约翰福音有很大的不同。
If we compare how Jesus' death and suffering was portrayed in the other Gospels, we see that in John it's portrayed very differently.
约翰福音所记载的最后这一段的事情呢，都是要显明约翰福音的信息。
What was written in John is to reveal the message.
他是神的儿子耶稣基督，他是那永远的生命。
And that message that he is the Son of God, he is eternal life.
所以约翰福音所记载和其他福音所记载不同，就是为了要一再的要凸显主耶稣他的神性。
The one major difference in John compared to the other Gospels is that John was aiming to highlight the God.The godly character of God.
要显出他的尊贵，显出他的威严。
The God character of Christ, the majesty of Christ.
所以当那些人来捉拿他的时候，他们要问说，主耶稣问他们说，你们找谁？
So when they came for Jesus, Jesus asked them, who are you seeking? Who do you seek after?
他们说，我们找那个拿撒勒耶稣。
And they said, we're looking for Jesus the Nazarene.
耶稣就对他们说，我就是。
And Jesus said, I am.
当主耶稣说出我就是的时候，
And when Jesus said, I am, at that moment,
他们就退后倒在地上。
His captors fell down.
因为这个我就是，就是神的自己。
Because this I am speaks to God himself.
所以当主在那里显出他的神性的时候，没有一个人在他面前能够站立得住，都退后倒在地上。
So when the Godhead of Jesus was made manifest, people before him could do nothing but fall down.
而当他在大祭司比拉多面前受审的时候，
But when he was being judged before Pilate,
不管是一种宗教审判或是一种政治上的审判，
Whether the judgment be political or religious,
我们看约翰福音和所记载和其他福音书所记载有很多不同。
We see many differences between how John recorded this event versus how other Gospels.
其他福音书记载主耶稣在那受审的时候呢，他们用许多假见证控告他的时候。
We see in the other Gospels it records how there were many false accusations made against Jesus.
主耶稣常常一言不答。
But the Lord remained silent.
但是在约翰福音记载他在受审的时候，
But when we see when he was being judged in John,
他常用一些话来回问他们，用一些话来质问他们。
He asked questions to his interrogators.
所以很显然，主在这里呢，显出他那个尊贵威严来，实在是说来是主在审判这些人。
So we see here the majesty of Christ here, that it was Jesus who was judging these people.
所以当我们读这些记载的时候，我们就要看见《约翰福音》一再要显出这位耶稣，这位神的儿子，他是怎样一位。
So on one hand, we see John is trying, the Gospel of John is trying to show who Jesus really is.
他不仅是一个人，他也是神。
He's not only man, but also God.
所以《约翰福音》一再要显出这个特性来。
So Gospel of John is trying to reveal this aspect, this characteristic of Jesus.
所以当我们去读这些话的时候，我们又更是觉得约翰福音的约翰福音实在是一卷非常宝贵的书。
So when we read the Gospel of John, we feel that this is such a precious gospel.
我们不仅要认识主耶稣，他的肉身里面的确是一个卑微的人。
We see that in his flesh that he is made lowly.
但是我们更要认识他也是神的儿子。
But we also must recognize that he is the Son of God.
他是那荣耀的神自己道成肉身来到地上。
He was God who was made flesh and came to earth.
所以约翰福音到了二十章末了的时候，在那里就给我们一个总结。
So we see in John chapter 20 the conclusion to this trial.
那是叫我们信耶稣，他说断记这件事是要叫我们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
He writes that he concludes that he writes these things so that we may believe.
并且叫我们因着信他就可以因他得生命。
That through belief in him we can receive life.
所以约翰福音就是要显明，要说明耶稣就是神的儿子。
So John, Gospel of John is saying that Jesus is the Son of God.
我们信他名，我们就可以因他得生命。
By believing in his name, we can receive life.
那早晨我们继续来看约翰福音十九章。
So we continue to look over John chapter 19.
哇，约翰福音十九章一开头仍然记载主耶稣在比拉多面前的受审判的一个情形。
So the beginning of chapter 19, we see Jesus standing trial before Pilate.
因为在因着在十八章那里，他说比拉多问他说你是王吗？主耶稣说我就是。
In chapter 18, we see Pilate asking him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus said, "I am."
所以十九章那里一开头就记载说，那些兵丁呢就用荆棘编做一个冠冕戴在他头上。
So in chapter 19, the beginning, we see soldiers twisting together a crown of thorns and putting it on his head.
并且给他穿上那个紫袍。
And also put a purple robe on him.
这些呢都是说明他是王。
These all indicate his kingship.
所以他们在那里说恭喜犹太人王。
So there, they stand saying to him, "Hail, King of the Jews."
他们是用这种方式在那羞辱主。
They're mocking him in this way.
你既然说你是王，那我们就给你戴上一个冠冕，你就给你穿上这个王所穿的那个袍子。
Since Jesus claimed to be king, the soldiers then mocked him by fashioning a crown of thorns and a purple robe.
但是他们却不知道主耶稣他做王不是做要做这个地上的王。
But they did not know that Jesus came to be king not of this world.
他的国也不是指的这个地上的国。
His kingdom is not on this earth.
他的国乃是天上的国，乃是一个属天的国。
But rather, he is the king of a heavenly kingdom.
但是他的国今天呢，乃是先显在那些相信人的他身上。
But the kingdom first comes to those who believe in him.
所以有人呢曾经问耶稣说，神的国什么时候降临呢？
So some ask, when will the kingdom of God come?
主耶稣说，神的国就在人的里面。
But the Lord Jesus said, the kingdom of God is here.
就是在那相信他的人里面。
Within those who believe in him.
所以他的国今天就是先显在教会当中，显在那些信主人身上。
So his kingdom first is made manifest in the church, within those who believe in him.
他要在我们身上，在教会当中，他做王掌权。
He will be king over us, his people, the church.
不仅他今天在教会在信主人身上作王掌权。
Not only is he king and a sovereign over the church, over believers.
但是有一天他要第二次再来的时候，他要国度要在这个地上建立起来。
But one day when he comes again, he will establish his kingdom on this earth.
当那日来到的时候，地上世上的国就要成为我主和主耶稣基督的国。
And that, at that time, at that moment, the kingdoms and the nations of the world will become that of Jesus.
并且他要做王，直到永永远远。
But he will reign over as king forever and ever.
所以那时候呢，他就要成为全地的王。
And he will become king of all.
并且他是以公义掌权。
And he will reign with righteousness.
以公义掌权呢，地上才有和平，才有平安。
Only with him, reigning, with the reigns, or, he will, there be peace on earth.
我们看见地上有许多动乱，许多的那些的暴乱暴动。
We see a lot of, chaos and, upsetting situations in the world.
没有平安，没有和平。
There is no peace.
因为人在那做王掌权。
Because we see man at the reins.
人在那里做王的时候，都是为自己的利益。
Earthly kings seek only after their own interests.
公义就没有和平。
Without true righteousness, there is no peace.
所以我们看见今天地上许多的暴动，当他们在抗议的时候，他们怎么说呢？
So we see many of those who are protesting, what are they saying?
他们说没有公义就没有和平。
They said, no righteousness, no justice, no peace.
没有公义就是没有和平。
No justice equates to no peace.
人类常常用句话说，司法是公义的最后一道防线。
Many people say that the law is the last line of defense to justice.
人和人之间有许多争端的时候，就带到法院，带到司法面前，要求一个公义。
So whenever there are disputes, legal disputes, they're brought before.A judge.
但是我们看见常常判决出来的时候，人仍然在说没有公义，没有公义。
But even after a verdict is made, we still see people standing out and saying there is no justice.
不公平，所以他们也不服气。
They say it's unfair, so they are unwilling to yield.
因为人是不公义的人。
Because man is unrighteous.
一个不公义的人在那做审判的时候，怎么会有公义的结果呢？
So, how can an unrighteous person, affect a righteous result?
人在那里都用自己的价值，用他有限的知识来做一个判断，做一个判决。
Because a human judge uses their own limited experience, their own limited knowledge.
不是以神的真理、神的话、神的价值来做一个判断。
They do not rely on the values, the truth, the wisdom of God to make a decision.
所以看见地上是永远没有平安的。
So we see this is the reason why there is never peace on earth.
是真正的公义。
There is never true justice.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们主被称为是公义的主，公义的王。
Our Lord is a righteous and just king.
他也是一个平安的王。
He is a king of peace.
因为他的国，他是以公义掌权。
Because he reigns with righteousness over his kingdom.
以公义掌权，他的国就要带出来就是平安。
So with reigning with righteousness and justice, his kingdom is peace.
所以感谢主，他有一天他的国降临的时候呢，他是用公义来掌权。
We praise the Lord that when his kingdom comes, the kingdom descends, he will reign with righteousness.
地上才有真正的平安。
The work of righteousness will be peace.
所以当比拉多在那里宣告说，我查不出他有什么罪来的时候。
So when Pilate said that I cannot find any fault, any sin in him.
但是他仍然不释放。
But still did not release Jesus.
他反而释放一个不义的强盗巴拉巴。
But rather he set free a robber and murderer, Barabbas.
后面我们就看见最后主耶稣代替这个巴拉巴被钉死在十字架上。
So we see...And the result is that Jesus takes Barabbas' place on the cross.
原来巴拉巴是要被钉十字架的。
Barabbas was originally slated to be crucified.
但是因为在那个时候是在逾越节，他们有规矩说可以释放一个人。
But as per the custom of the time of the Passover, they were allowed to pardon one convicted person.
结果那些犹太人说我们要释放那个巴拉巴，我们不要释放这个人。
And the Jews said they wanted Barabbas released, not Jesus.
感谢主，在那里就看见他是一个义的代替一个不义的。
Thank the Lord, we see a picture of a righteous man, taking the place of an unrighteous man.
保罗在哥林多后书那里告诉我们说呢，那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we see it's right. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we may become the righteousness of God in him.
原来我们是不义的，我们是有罪的。
We originally, we were originally sinful and without righteousness.
但是因着主耶稣，他是义的，他是无罪，替我们担当了罪。
But he, Jesus, who is without sin and righteous, became sin on our behalf.
因着我们相信主耶稣基督，神就称我们为义，我们在神面前就成为一个义人。
But now we are called righteous because of Christ, through Christ.
都是因着神的儿子在十字架上所成就神的救赎工作。
Because this is all because of Jesus' accomplishment of God's salvation on the cross.
所以当比拉多把耶稣带到以色列面前的时候呢
？So when Pilate brought Jesus before the Jews, before the Israelites,
他们说：“你们看这个人。
”He said, "Behold this person."
你们看这个人。
Behold.
这是一个轻视的口气。
He said, "Behold," in a mocking manner.
就是有时候好像我们对一个人非常欺负的时候，我们不叫他名，称他名字，我们说这个人那个人。
When we are ridiculing someone or mocking someone, we may not use their name directly. We say, "Oh, that guy or that person."
所以比拉多对他们说：“你们看这个人。
”So he says, "Behold."
然后犹太人就在那说，喊着说：“钉他十字架，钉他十字架。”
But the Jews cried out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
比拉多再一次宣告说：“我查不出他有什么罪来。”
And Pilate said, "I could find no fault in him."
犹太人说：“我们有律法，按着律法，他是该死的，因为他以自己为神的儿子。”
But the Jews said, "We have a law, and by that law, he ought to die because he made himself out to be a son."
所以我们看见，原来主耶稣之所以最后被定罪，是因着律法。
So we see how Jesus he was crucified on the cross because the law.
我们知道律法呢是神的一个公义的要求。
No, that law is a requirement of righteousness.
但是圣经告诉我们说，凭着血气的，没有一个人的行律法能够被神称义。
But the Bible says that those who are in the flesh cannot be made righteous through the law.
现在主耶稣来了。
And now Jesus has come.
他满足神律法的要求，满足神公义的要求。
And he fulfilled the righteousness in the law. God's righteousness.
正好就应验神的话，满足神的要求。
And through God's word, he had fulfilled God's word.
比拉多继续对那些人说，对主耶稣说，岂不是我有权柄释放你，也有权柄钉十字架吗
？Pilate asked Jesus, "Do you not know that I have authority to release you or to crucify you?"
主耶稣说，我若不是从上头赐给你，你毫无权柄办我。
Jesus answered, "You have no authority over me unless it have been given you from above."
在这里我们就可以看见，比拉多之所以在那能够审判耶稣。
We see here Pilate in a position of judging Jesus.
因为是从上头来的一个权柄，是神赐给他这个权柄来审判耶稣。
But it's authority given to Pilate from above to judge Jesus.
这就是彼得在五旬节在那所说的话。
This is the words that Peter said during Pentecost.
彼得在五旬节在那站起来做见证的时候，他讲到耶稣这位拉撒勒耶稣的时候，他说他既按着神的定旨先见被交于人。
During Pentecost, Peter said, "This man delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God."
借着无法之人手就把他钉十字架。
Nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men.
原来这是神的定旨先见，是神所预知看见的，是神的旨意。
The crucifixion of Christ was part of God's will, predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God.
所以以赛亚五十三章先知在那也说，神定义将他压伤，使他痛苦。
So Isaiah also says that the Lord was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief.
以他为赎罪祭。
And he would render himself as a guilt offering.
原来这是神一直所知道，是神在定义，是神的旨意所做要所要做的事情。
This was all done according to God's predetermined plan and His foreknowledge.
所以我们看见在这里是每一件事情，每一个所发生的事情，都是按着神的命定，一步一步的在应验。
So everything that has transpired was done according to God's plan.
比如说看。你们看这个人。
Again, when God said, "Behold the man."
当他们看这个人的时候。
And when they looked upon the man.
他们不认识他是谁。
They did not recognize who he was.
他们只知道他出身是卑微，他不过是个拿撒勒人，耶稣就是了。
They knew him. They knew him to be no more than a low-born man from Nazareth.
他们才轻视他，藐视他，拒绝他。
So they despised him and they rejected him.
用什么这句话同样也是对着我们来说的。
Brothers and sisters, these words are also meant to be said to us.
我们如何来看这个人
？How do we look upon this man?
用什么我们每一个人都是蒙恩的儿女。
Brothers and sisters, we're all.Our children saved by grace.
当我们来看这个人的时候，
when we look upon this man,
原来这个人就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
This man is the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
这位神的儿子耶稣基督，他是怎样一个人呢？怎样一位神呢？
What kind of man, what kind of God is Jesus Christ?
我们诗本里面有一首诗歌74首，那实在非常好的一首短诗。
In our hymn book, Hymn 74, there's a short hymn.
只有一节。
There's only one stanza.
他就把主耶稣的所事和他所做的非常简单的把它描述出来。
And it speaks of all that the Lord has done in one brief stanza.
他这样说。
This is how the hymn goes.
怜悯慈爱宽恕温柔又谦和。
Merciful and loving, suffering pain and loss.
为了罪人忍辱甘负十架恶。
All for us, the sinners going to the cross.
舍命流血受苦为救世上者。
Facing death for all men, dying for our sins.
然后底下他说，这是基督耶稣，对他你如何？
And lastly, this is Christ, the Savior. What will you do with him?
这是基督耶稣，对他你如何？
This is Christ the Savior. What will you do with him?
弟兄姊妹，今天神也要对我们说。
Brothers and sisters, today God is speaking to us.
这是基督耶稣，对他你如何？
And he's asking us, this is Christ the Savior. What will you do with him?
弟兄姊妹，我们今天是用怎样眼光、怎样态度来对待这位耶稣基督？
Brothers and sisters,How do we view, what kind of attitude do we have toward the Lord Jesus? He's full of mercy and love. He's forgiving, gentle, and humble. And for us, he enduredSuffering, humiliation, going to the cross.
他在那里舍命流血受苦。
He gave up his life, bled for us, and suffered.
就是为了拯救我们这些世上的人。
All for the sake of saving us who are lost in this world.
弟兄姊妹，这位耶稣基督，我们对他该如何？
Brothers and sisters, this is Christ the Savior. What will you do with him? What will we do with him?
弟兄姊妹，若是圣灵开我们眼睛，叫我们真是能认识他是谁。
May the Holy Spirit open our eyes so that we can truly recognize who He really is.
知道他为我们所成就是何等奇妙救恩，何等的救赎。
That we recognize what He has done for us is amazing. The salvation work that He has done for us.
我们对他的态度一定有很大不同。
If we recognize this, our attitude towards Him will change drastically.
我们不仅要爱他，我们要服侍他，我们要学习，我们要走他的道路。
We must not only love Him, we must also serve Him and learn to walk in His path.
我们只有颗心愿意得他的欢喜。
We have this heart to please Him.
要满足他的心。
To satisfy His heart.
用怎么这是我们今天该有的一个态度。
Brothers and sisters, this is the attitude we ought to have today.
底下我们看见比拉多继续对他们说，看啊，这是你们的王。
And we see later that Pilate says, Behold your king.
然后犹太人在那边又喊着说：“除掉他，除掉他，钉他十字架。”
But the Jews cried out, said, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!"
比拉多说：“我可把你们的王钉十字架吗？”
Pilate said, "Then Pilate said to them, 'Shall I crucify your king?'"
他们在回答说：“除了该杀以外，我没有王。”
The chief priest answered, "We have no king but Caesar."
我们看见在这里犹太人他们正式的拒绝耶稣做他们的王。
We see here the Jews rejecting Jesus as their king, plain and simple.
他们不再当让神来做他们的王。
They rejected Jesus as their king.
于是比拉多就把耶稣交给他们去钉十字架。
So Pilate handed Jesus over to them to be crucified.
在路加福音记载的时候，他说。
In the Gospel of Luke, it says,
路加福音那里告诉我们说，他们大声的催逼比拉多，求耶稣，求把耶稣钉十字架。
But they were insistent with loud voices, asking that he be crucified.
圣经有底下一句话说，他们的声音就得了胜。
And lastly, it says, and their voices began to prevail.
他们的声音就得了胜。
And their voices began to prevail.
好像他们是得胜了。
As if they were victorious.
的确，比拉多把耶稣交给他们要去钉十字架。
And so Pilate handed Jesus over to be crucified.
实际上他们失败。
But in reality, this was their failure.
因着他们拒绝耶稣做他们的王。
Because they rejected Jesus as their king.
结果他们是落在世界的神、世界的王撒旦的权势底下。
And they were subjected to the authority of Satan, the king of this world.
成了他的俘虏。
And they became Satan's slaves.
世界的神做他们的王。
They became prisoners of the king of this world.
因为怎么从前我们也都在这个恶者、这个魔鬼、世界王的权势底下，他是我们王，但是他是我们神，我们的王。
Those of us who are, we here on earth, we're born on this earth, those belong to this world, have Satan as their king.
我们成为撒旦的奴仆。
We're slaves to Satan.
我们在那侍奉世界的神，世界的王。
And we were there serving the king, the god of this world.
正如以色列百姓当初在法老权势底下，他们做苦工，成为他的奴隶，来为法老效力。
Just like how the Hebrews, who were enslaved to Pharaoh, they were slaving away and working under the authority of Pharaoh, for Pharaoh.
但是感谢神，当我们信了主耶稣以后呢，神把我们从这撒旦、魔鬼、这个世界王的权势里面拯救、释放出来。
We thank God that after we believed, He removed us out from the dominion of Satan.
把我们带到神爱子的国度里面。
Has brought us into the kingdom of His beloved Son.
并且基督做我们生命的王来管理我们。
And Christ is the Lord of our life, and He reigns over us.
所以弟兄姊妹，当人在那拒绝主做他们王的时候呢
？So what we see when man rejects Jesus as their king.
世界的神魔鬼就成为他们的王。
They at the same time accept Satan, the god of this world, as their king.
人在那就受魔鬼的辖制。
And there we see them under the bondage.
这是人，这是人今天在地上的一个情形。
This is the condition of man today on earth.
都在恶者的权势的底下，在这个世界的神的权势底下。
They're under the dominion, the power of the evil one, of Satan.
因为这个世界神是他们王，在那管理他们。
Because the God of this world is their king, and they're under his authority.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个属灵的时期。
Brother and sister, this is a spiritual reality.
今天地上人许许多表现，不过是说明这个事实就是了。
We see behavior and how people act today, and it just proves this to be true all the time.
为什么地上充满许多败坏、许多罪恶、邪恶的东西呢？
Why is there so much corruption and evil in the world?
因为都在这恶者的权下。
Because it's under the dominion of the evil one.
都是他底下受奴隶过生活。
These are raw slaves under his authority.
所以当比拉多把耶稣交给他们要去钉十字架的时候
，So when Pilate handed Jesus over to the Jews to be crucified,
十七节就告诉我们说呢，他们把耶稣带去，耶稣背着自己的十字架。
And they took Jesus therefore, and he went out bearing his own cross.
在其他三卷福音书记载和这里也是很大不同。
How this instance was recorded in other Gospels, is also different.
其他福音书告诉我们说，有一个古利奈人西门刚好从那里经过。
In other Gospels, they say that there's a man named Simon who was there, who's passing by.
他们勉强西面来背耶稣的十字架。
They asked him to bear the cross of Jesus.
但是约翰福音这边记载是耶稣背着自己的十字架。
But in John,It records Jesus as bearing his own cross.
因为约翰福音第一章一开头的时候，在那里就宣告说。
Because in the beginning of John, it declares.
看了神的羔羊背负世人罪孽的。
It says, Behold the Lamb of God who takes on the sin of the world.
这个十字架原来是那个强盗巴拉巴该背的。
This.Cross was the cross that was meant for Barabbas.
这个十字架是代表我们这些罪人应该是背自己要来背的。
We as sinners should be carrying our own cross.
因为我们是在定罪地下，我们是要该背定十字架的人。
Because we are condemned, and we ought to bear our own cross.
现在神的儿子来为我们背这个十字架。
But now the Son of God is here, bearing our cross for us.
成为他自己的十字架。
As bearing our cross as his own.
走上哥哥他为我们罪被钉在十字架。
He bore our cross, carried to the place of the skull, and was crucified for us.
这是罪的工价。This is the 罪的工价就是死。
This is the wages of sin, death.
并且我们看见这个是一个非常沉重的十字架。
This is a heavy burden, this heavy cross.
因为你我的罪，世人所有罪都归在他身上。
Because all sin of the world, your sin and my sin, were put upon him.
弟兄姊妹，当我们每次读这里的时候，我思想这件事情的时候
，Brothers and sisters, whenever we come across this in the Bible, whenever we think about this incident,
说或是说每次我们来到饼杯面前纪念主的死的时候
，When we every time we come before the bread and cup and remember our Lord,
我相信常常当我们在纪念主的时候。神的灵在那里感动我们，重新把这个十字架图画刻印在我们里面。
The Spirit draws this remembrance to us in our heart again. This picture, the scene of the cross.
为什么我们常常在波饼的里面，我们会心受感动，里面的心会被这个爱所融化呢
？Why is it that when we're praying communion, that our hearts melt, our hearts are moved to tears?
因为我们再次看见，原来是主耶稣为我们背起十字架来。
So we see this picture, this scene of the Lord Jesus bearing our cross.
为我们罪被钉在十字架。
And being crucified on the cross for our sins.
所以难怪保罗他这样说。
So that is why Paul said this.
因着基督的爱激励了我们。
The love of Christ compels me.
因着一个人为我们死，我们就不再死。
Because one has died for us, that we may no longer die.
为自己活，乃是为那替我们死的复活主。
So we no longer live for ourselves, but for the one who died for us and resurrected.
都是重价所买来归给他的人。
And we were redeemed with heavy price to Him.
我不再是自己的人，我们乃是属主的人。
We are no longer ourselves, we belong to God.
这是主在十字架上所做成的工作。
This is the work that was done on the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，每次我们来思想这件事情的时候，实在巴不得，主的爱再次的充满我们。
Brothers and sisters, when we think upon these things again, may the love of Christ fill us.
好，叫这个爱重新再抓住我们。
Let this love may capture our hearts again.
叫我们真是有一颗心愿意为他而活。
That we may have this heart willing to live for Him.
不再为自己而活。
Not living for ourselves anymore.
我们不再为自己的前途而活。
Not living for our own future.
我们是愿意有一颗心为主为他旨意活在地上。
But we have a heart willing to live for the will of God on this earth.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天该有的一个态度。
Brothers and sisters, this is the attitude that we ought to have today.
当主耶稣在那里被钉十字架的时候
And brothers and sisters, when we see Christ being crucified on the cross,
他们用一个牌子上面有一个名号写着说犹太人的王拉撒勒耶稣
They wrote an inscription that they placed above him saying, Jesus the Nazarene, King of the Jews.
那犹太人祭司就来对比拉多说
And then the Jews came and read and said to Pilate,
不要写犹太人的王
Don't write King of the Jews.
要写他自己说我是犹太人的王
But you have to write that he said, I am King of the Jews.
这有什么差别呢
What's the difference here?
一个是上面写说不要上面写拉撒勒耶稣犹太人王拉撒勒耶稣
So the inscription reads Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews
一个是写我是犹太人的王
Another says He said I am the King of the Jews
这是完全不同的意义
These two inscriptions are very different
比方说我所写的就写上了所以他就没有改过来
But Pilate answered What I have written I have written So he didn't change the inscription
虽然他们拒绝做他们王
Even though the Jews rejected Christ as their king
但是当主耶稣被他们钉在十字架上的时候呢
But when Jesus was nailed to the cross
借这个名号借这个一个称呼
Now, even this inscription, this title,
好像不是说在那里就要表明一件事情。
As if this title was put up there, as if to show something.
最终他们仍然称他是犹太人的王，拉撒勒耶稣。
As if they finally, admitted to him being the king of the Jews.
这是一个很奇妙的事情。
This is such, miraculous thing, such an amazing thing.
人可以外面拒绝他做王。
Man can reject him as king.
最终人不得不承认他是王。
But in the end, they cannot help but confess him as king.
并且当主耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候。
Also when Jesus was crucified on the cross.
在其他福音书马太马可那里记载也不太一样。
This incident was also recorded differently in Matthew and Mark.
马太马可那也都记载他们给他穿上一个袍子
Matthew and Mark report that they gave him a robe to wear
在那边羞辱他讥笑他
They were there jeering at him and mocking him
然后讥笑完以后他们就把那个君王袍子脱下
And after that after humiliating him they took off stripped him of his robe
然后穿上他自己的衣服
And he put on his own clothes.
但是在约翰福音里面却没有记载他脱下这个君王的袍子穿上自己的衣服。
But in John doesn't record him taking off this robe and putting on his own clothes.
所以这个又再次让我们开始看见原来挂在十字架那个的确是穿上君王的袍子。
So in John he paints a picture that the one who is on the cross wearing the robe of kings.
的确他是个王。
To demonstrate that he is king.
我一再提到说，约翰福音一再要显出这个耶稣神的儿子，神的儿子，他是一个尊贵荣耀的。
John is demonstrating that Jesus is the king, this glorious and majestic king.
所以当他们在那 那你给他一个称呼，他是犹太人的王，拿撒勒。
And there when they given the description saying that Jesus Nazarene, the King of the Jews.
有一天，当以色列全家悔改的时候。
And when? Sorry.
当有一天以色列全家悔改得救的时候。
When the house of Israel one day returns, repents, and is saved.
他们要称他是王。
They will call him king.
并且在那里用三种文字写上。
And there's the Jesus Nazarene, the King of the Jews inscription was written in three distinct languages.
那里用希伯来、罗马、希腊语三样文字写的。
It's written in Hebrew, Latin, and Greek.
我们知道希伯来文是代表犹太人。
Hebrews are for the Jews.
罗马文呢是代表当时地上最强的一个帝国，是代表那个世上的国。
Latin is for the Romans, the global hegemon at the time.
希利尼文是代表外邦人。
And the Greeks speak to the Gentiles.
所以很显然，当主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候
，So when Jesus was nailed to the cross,
要表明一件事情。
It was to demonstrate one king.
不仅是犹太人的王。
He's not only the king of the Jews.
他也是外邦人的王。
He's the king of the Gentiles.
他也是地上所有列国的王。
He's the king of all nations.
因为他是要做全地的王。
And he is the king over all.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
有一天他的确要做全地的王。
One day he will be king of all the world.
所以圣经到启示录十一章的时候在那里说
So in Revelations
在启示录十一章那里当第七位天使吹号的时候
Revelations 11 Then the seventh angel sounded
天上有大声音说世上的国成为我主和主基督的国
And there were loud voices in heaven saying The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ
他做王直到永永远远
And he will reign forever and ever.
所以当主耶稣第二次再来到地上设立他国度的时候
So when the Lord Jesus comes again and establishes his kingdom on earth.
他不是戴上荆棘的冠冕他乃是戴上了尊贵荣耀的冠冕
He will not be wearing a crown of thorns, but a glorious crown.
那是全地的人要口称他是王他是主
That all on this earth will confess Jesus as king.
因为他是万王之王，他是万主之主。
For he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
圣经也告诉我们说，当号筒末世吹响的时候
，Bible also tells us that when the last trumpet sounds,
那就是第七位天使吹号的时候。
That is the seventh angel trumpet.
主耶稣从天降临到地上的时候。
That is the sound, after the sound, Jesus will come to earth.
我们相信他们要从死里复活。
And the dead will be raised.
我要改变身体。
And we will be changed.
成为不朽坏，成为荣耀的身体，与主的身体相似。
We will become, by to become imperishable.
我们要与主一同作王，感谢主。这是我们
的荣耀成王。And we will reign with Christ forever. This is our glorious hope.
所以弟兄们，每次我们想到我们这个有这种荣耀盼望的时候
，Brothers and sisters, every time we think about this glorious hope that we have,
我们心真是要激动。
Our hearts are moved.
原来我们不过是一个罪人，就是了。
We are but mere sinners.
但是主的救恩不是单单叫我们罪得赦免。
But Lord Jesus does not call us to just be have our sins be forgiven.
不是单单叫我们不下地狱下火湖。
He's not just saving us from hell.
因为主拯救我们有一个更高的一个旨意。
There's a higher purpose, a higher will for God saving us.
那是要把我们带到他荣耀里面。
And that is to bring us into glory.
让我们与他同享。在永世里面荣耀
We may enjoy the glory of eternity with him.
用什么？这是我们基础的盼望，也是我们基础的前途。
This is the hope. This is the future of us Christians.
这是最终主要做成的工作。
This is the ultimate objective of the Lord.
当我们看见主耶稣他被钉在十字架上的时候
，When the Lord is crucified on the cross，
他所描述的跟其他福音书也是有很大不同。
How it's described in John is distinct from the other Gospels.
约翰福音记载主耶稣在十字架上的时候都没有那种痛苦的表现。
There was no description of the pain and suffering of Jesus in the other Gospels.
他没有在那边大声喊着说：“我的神啊，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
In John, there was no word description of Jesus' suffering. It's not recorded in John. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
他也没有记载说，当主耶稣死的时候，圣殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
John also doesn't record how the veil was torn in two.
为什么约翰福音的记载和其他福音书不同呢？
Why is this account described differently in John?
不是一再要显明这位耶稣这位神的儿子他是怎样一位独特性的一位。
It was to demonstrate that Jesus was someone that was very special.
他的神性，他是超越肉身的痛苦。
He was God, and he transcended above the pain and suffering.
因为这位神的儿子与父是合而为一的。
Because he is one with God.
从来没有分开过的。
He's one with the Father, and he had not once been separated.
和父之间是没有间隔的，没有限制的。
There was no obstruction. There was no limit between him and the Father.
他一直在父的面前，他是与父合而为一的。
And he was before the Father and one with him.
他是那位从天降临，人就在天的人子。
He the one who has descended from heaven, the Son of Man.
所以约翰福音也没有记载主耶稣从死里复活又升天的一个记录。
But John doesn't record the ascension of Christ.
他虽然在地上，但是他人就在天。
Even though his man was person was on earth, but he was in heaven.
在十字架上的时候，他显出来的也是非常平静，非常好像非常安息，非常从容。
And John, of course, is being very peaceful and calm.
他在做每一件事情的时候都是非常平静的在那里做。
He did everything calmly and peacefully.
把他母亲交给 Ahab.
He peaceably gave his mother to John to be under John's charge.
约翰福音在那又记载说，这些事由耶稣知道各样事已经成了，不要使经上话应验，就说我可了。
And then Jesus says in John, Jesus after this, Jesus knowing that all things had already been accomplished, fulfilled the scripture, said, "I am thirsty."
我可了这一句话在其他福音书也没有记载。
This statement was not recorded in the other Gospels.
因为约翰福音一开头的时候也告诉我们。
Because John tells us at the beginning of the book.
他是那个是生命活
水。He is the one who he's the spring of living water.
他要把活水赐给人，叫人喝了就不再渴。
He gives this water from this spring to those people, and they will no longer be thirsty.
现在他为了罪的缘故，他自己渴了。
But now, because of our sin, he has become thirsty.
渴是说到一个罪人的光景。
Thirst is indicative of sin, of a sinner.
但是这位原来是生命活水的主，居然有一天他自己说渴了。
But he is the Lord of living waters, and he himself now is thirsty.
并且人用海龙沾醋给他喝，他也尝了。
And someone brought a sponge with that was dipped in the sour wine and was given to him to drink.
他尝了这个醋呢，不是为了减轻痛苦。
He drank the sour wine in order to alleviate the pain.
有人告诉我们说呢，醋呢，你喝的话就会减少肉身的痛苦。
Some say if you drink sour wine，
但是主耶稣他尝了，不是为了自己减轻痛苦。
will relieve some pain, but the Lord did not drink this.
他乃是要应验，那是要叫神的话应验成就。
He did not drink this to alleviate pain, but did this so that it would fulfill God's word.
诗篇六十九篇那里说，他们拿苦胆给我当食物。
And it said in Psalms that they gave him sour food to eat, bitter food to eat.
我渴了，他们拿醋给我喝。
When they gave him sour wine when he was thirsty.
所以当主耶稣尝了这个醋以后，就说成了，然后一下头将灵魂交付神。
And when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." He bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
样福音记载，主耶稣断气的时候呢，跟其他三卷福音书所记载的也是不一样。
And the way that the feet were of the others crucified that were broken, this was also recorded differently in other gospels.
其他福音书在那里，当主耶稣在那里是在十字架上，似乎非常痛苦，在那大声喊着说，然后气就断了。
Oh, and in the other gospels, it mentioned how he
非常痛苦的
that he was in great suffering.
然后他们大声喊叫，然后气就断了。
And he cried out and gave up his spirit.
路加福音那里也告诉我们说，他大声喊父啊，我将灵魂交在你的手中。然后说了这话，气就断了。
And Luke says that he gave up his spirit. He gave up his spirit to God, crying out. After crying that out, he gave up his spirit to God.
但是样福音只记载说他尝了那醋呢，就说尝了，然后低下头就把自己的灵魂交给父了，交给。
But John does not record Jesus crying out anything. Only that he tasted the sour wine, said it is finished, and he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
所以我们看见主耶稣在这里很平静的在那里的宣告说尝了。
So we see here Jesus very calmly saying, "It is finished."
这是一个得胜的宣告。
This is a victorious call, declaration.
因为神救赎的工作完成了。
Because salvation, the work of God has been finished.
让这一句话是圣经当中一句非常伟大的一句话，是一个非常重要的一句话。
It's a very critical, very important statement.The Bible. It is finished. It is finished.
就是因着这一句话。
Because of this statement,
我们今天才能够享受一切在基督里面的属灵的福分。
We're able to enjoy the spiritual blessings of God. We thank the Lord. It is finished.
一切都做成了。
Everything has been accomplished.
一切所做成的果效，今天都显在我们这些相信人身上。
And the effect, the result of this work has been manifest in those of us who believe.
然后后面就看见有兵丁来拿枪来就扎他的肋旁。
And then a soldier took a spear and pierced him on his side.
然后在那里就有血跟水流出来。
And immediately blood and water came out.
因着成了。
And it was finished.
因着神的救赎工作完成了。
The work of the Lord was completed.
他就流出他的血来。
And he bled. Blood.
这个血就能洗净我们所有的罪。
And this blood that came out, able to wash away all sin.
从他肋旁流出水来。
And from his side, came out blood.
这个水就成我们生命的供应。
And water as well, and this water became.
并且这个血跟水的果效一直持续着。
Blood washes away our sin. The water becomes the source of our life. Together, we work together.
我们随时都可以来经历、来支取这个成了所带给我们的果效。
And we can, at all times, experience this effect of his work.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
成了。
It is finished.
这是一个极大的一个宣告。
This is such a great declaration.
因着主耶稣所做成的这一切。
Regarding all that the Lord has done.
我们今天才能够在基督里面能够承受上头来所有属灵的福气。
We can receive these spiritual blessings only because of what the Lord has done.
并且到有一天
Until one day,
到启示末了说那里又告诉我们
In Revelation, the last days,
有一天新天新地出现的时候
The new heaven and new earth appear.
圣城新耶路撒冷从天降临的时候
When the new Jerusalem descends from heaven,
他要再一次宣告说成了
He will say once again, it is finished.
他在那里要宣告说我是阿尔法我是 Omega, 我是始我是初我是终
It is done, he will say. I am the Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end.
那是神永远旨意成全的时候
And that is the point at which God's will be accomplished.
当神永远旨意完成的时候
When the eternal purpose of God has been completed,
出现的时候
When the new heaven and new earth appear,
我们要进到永世里面
We will enter into glory.
主要作王直到永远
And the Lord will reign forever as king.
同样蒙恩的教会和他一样要作王直到永永远远
And the church will reign with him for all eternity.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是神的旨意最终所要成就的。
This is the will of God. This is the ultimate purpose of God.
在神的计划里面
In God's plan.
一步一步都应验都成就了。
Every step has been fulfilled.
在勇士里面就要显明出来。
And in the eternity, it will be made known. We thank the Lord.
神借着约翰福音书这卷书
And through the Gospel of John,
让我们看见里面非常多宝贵的真理
We see such precious truths within.
奇妙的真理
Such amazing truth.
看见主耶稣基督他是怎样的一位
We see Jesus Christ as he is.
他是那永远的生命
He is eternal life.
神的儿子基督耶稣。
He is the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
他是一个尊贵荣耀的那一位。
He is the majestic and glorious one.
弟兄姊妹，当我们每次在重新读这些话，我们重新思想这些话的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we look over these words, when we think about this again,
那我们里面的灵从也再次被这些话来更新。
May these words renew our inner man.
我们在这思想，我们在神面前所蒙受恩典是何其浩大。
That we may see the greatness of what we have received from him.
好像在地上就知道如何过生活。
And help us that we may know also how we ought to walk, how to live our lives on earth.
让我们对他有一个真正的认识。
May we have a true knowing of him.
圣灵若是再次开我们里面眼睛。
That the Spirit, Lord, may open our eyes of our heart.
让我们看见这位拿撒勒耶稣。
That we may see that Jesus, the Nazarene,
就是神的儿子。
Is the Son of God.
这是基督耶稣。
Is Christ Jesus.
对他，我们该如何
？To him, Christ the Savior, what will we do with him?
相信神会借着主所做的。
We trust that God will do through His own hand.
让我们再次对主有更深的一个认识。
That He will affect within us a greater familiarity with the Lord.
对待他。
That we may know what we ought to do with Him.
知道如何在地上过生活。
That we may know how to live our lives on earth.
好像在地上，过一个。分别为圣的生活，等候他第二次的再来。
We may live a life that's holy and consecrated, awaiting His second coming.
我求神恩待他自己的话。
Lord, may He be gracious to His word.
我讲到这里。
We'll stop here for today.
请领会弟兄带我们做结束祷告。
We have Brother Lee have a closing prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。 我们得救实在是本乎恩，因着信是白白的。但实在是你在十字架上替我们承担了这个代价。承担了那至大至终的苦楚，当每次我们在想到你为我们成就的一切的时候，我们只能俯伏敬拜，感谢赞美。我们只能更好的敬畏你，仰望你，仰在你要我们所正道上。再次谢谢我们，奉你宝贝的名，我们祈求。
阿门。
好，请第。